Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. Today, we're featuring part two of Artie Shaw. And you've just heard another clarinetist, Sidney Bechet, do the theme song. My theme song is Blue Horizon, an improvisation by Sidney Bechet. And I'd like to start this show. It's a completely new program for those of you who are listening for the second time to Artie Shaw. We'll start out with his famous theme song, which I really love, Nightmare. I tried to talk about Artie Shaw mentioning subjects that I haven't mentioned before. He had a very, very interesting life. And as you remember, he quit his band many times. This time, I'm going to tell you that he quit playing clarinet in 1954, considering that he lived until the year 2003 or 2004, he hasn't played clarinet for many, many years. At least he didn't play it in public. The music we're about to hear is Indian Love Call, Back Bay Shuffle, and Traffic Jam. I'd like to tell you about Traffic Jam. Your announcer was 12 years old. He was sitting at Escola de Americana in Rio de Janeiro before he came to the United States. He listened to the music played by an American girl who had brought her own equipment. I never heard swing before. The number I heard, and I went crazy listening to it, was, you guessed it, Traffic Jam. Here it goes.
All alone, but when you hear my love call ringing clear,
oh, here, oh,
and I hear your answering echo so dear,
oh, echo, oh, echo,
then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me, I belong to you.
Thank you.
Now you know how I got the swing and jazz bug through Traffic Jam. So this show has some meaning to me. I'm an admirer of Artie Shaw, quite an intellectual, dabbled in many things, and I'll read from one of his writings. I'm quoting this because it gives you an insight to his character. He was never satisfied with his own achievements. Quote, "The big problem for some people, and unfortunately I'm one of them, is that you eventually reach a point where you're not satisfied with what you're doing. I'm sure that holds true for anyone who tries to do something superlatively well, as a musician, a painter, a writer. I'm sure it applies to great athletes." And then, unquote, and then he writes about how tough it is when athletes are never good enough, particularly when a particular sporting event is worth a lot of money. But listen to Artie Shaw again, and I quote, "There are about 12 different ways to play a quarter note, and some 16 degrees between fortissimo and pianissimo. A great composer can express anguish or ecstasy in a brief musical passage, but how many people can understand the sound of a Monet water lily or a Van Gogh cypress?" Unquote. Versatile man, cultured man, happens to choose my favorite painter, Claude Monet. On Traffic Jam, I did want to say that Buddy Rich is on drums and he deserves to be mentioned. So that was the first jazz drummer I heard in my life on that recording. We now listen to Comes Love. What is this thing called love? And, oh yes, Oh Lady Be Good. Great number.
Nothing can be done.
You just heard Georgie Auld on Comes Love and Oh Lady Be Good. That's the same Georgie Auld who later played with the other clarinetist you know, Benny Goodman. I mentioned before that I was going to introduce things about Artie Shaw I haven't mentioned before. Did you know that he wrote his own liner notes on many shows? I mentioned all the other things he did. I hadn't mentioned his liner notes. Did you know that he roomed with Bix Beiderbecke? Boy, that must have been some time period. What did Artie Shaw do? He wrote a book about Bix. Never Satisfied, that's what he wrote. He wasn't satisfied. He tore up the book. Let's go back to music. Let's listen to Deep Purple, Special Delivery Stomp, and Summit Ridge Drive. Deep Purple was a major hit as a musical number. Special Delivery Stomp and Summit Ridge Drive was the Gramercy Five. Who's in the Gramercy Five? Billy Butterfield, Nick Fatool, Judd Denort, Al Hendrickson, and of course, Artie Shaw. And talking about personnel, why don't I mention that Deep Purple had the vocal of Helen Forrest as well as Comes Love with Helen Forrest. Helen Forrest, who you probably also know as a vocalist for Harry James.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to flicker in the back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always meet here in my deep purple dreams.
facts I haven't talked about. Let me tell you about his Navy stint. Listen to the musicians that played with him before his medical discharge in February of 1944. The great Max Kaminsky, Davy Tough, Claude Thornhill. I never heard that band. Have you? The next three numbers are Stardust, Moonglow, and At Sundown. Stardust, according to most jazz critics, is the greatest Stardust of all Stardust, the one by Artie Shaw, where, according to Jerry Jerome, Artie Shaw improvised his solo. After his improvisation, he played the same solo, as many of the great jazz artists did. If they did find a real good solo that's improvised, they are likely to repeat it. I think all of us also liked Moonglow. And I thought for the closing number, we would hear a radio broadcast from the Café Rouge. That's in the Hotel Pennsylvania, where they recorded at the radio broadcast At Sundown. I enjoyed Jack Jenny on Stardust and on Moonglow. Jack Jenny, the trombonist. One last new fact. Did you know that Artie Shaw was a classical musician? Did you know he performed in 1949 at Carnegie Hall as a classical musician for the National Symphony Orchestra? There's a lot more to say about Artie Shaw. It'll wait for another time. I hope you've liked the music. My name is Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric Sounds of Jazz. I'll catch you the next time. Mm-hmm.